Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolics. Yahoo! Around the world. And hello, everybody. Jimmy Dinnick going to be here. Let's see. Louie is going to hang around. And, we have a new act tonight. Kelly and Melly. I got that wrong, but anyway. Anyway, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yes, sir, can I help you? Now, wait a minute, see. Now, everybody thinks I'm my brother, but I'm not, see. I'm Jack Benny's twin brother. Benny's twin brother. Well, I didn't know Jack had a brother. Well, he does. And he told me what to say, and listen. You are the most miserable bum that ever lived. Me? What did I do? Why, you come on here every night, see, and you annoy people and you bother them, and all these people have to listen to you. They don't want to listen to you, but they can't help it, see? Many of them are mentally disgruntled. You mean like you? No, I'm not mentally disgruntled. I'm mentally sane. Oh, well, what do you think I should do, Mr. Benny's brother? Joe Benny. What should I do? I don't want to be, and I don't want to annoy people and make them miserable and all that. And, I don't want to do that. Well, this week, there's a test you can take. A test? What kind of test? It's a garbage man test. Garbage man. Yeah. Garbage man. See, you have to learn to. You got to lift a certain amount of weight, and you got to be in good shape, and you got to be able to walk in the rain.
Oh no!
Walk in the rain. Can I have my guide dog with me? No, you can't have a guide dog. The dog will be eating all the garbage, you idiot. Now, look it. Just go down and take the test now. We got a petition up. We got to get rid of you. Now, here's Jimmy Stewart to tell you the rest of it. Oh, now listen, Frank. We all know that you were thrown out of school and all, and you never went to... You went in one door and out the other. We know that, and you're just a no good bum. Gee, thanks, Jimmy. I didn't think I'd ever get a compliment like that from you. Well, you're welcome. Now listen. Well, you better take Joe's advice. See, if you don't make it as garbage man, maybe you can make it as an assistant plumber. Assistant plumber. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, you gotta know about pipes and drains and all that and water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, Jimmy. What is this petition Joe Benny's talking about? Well, now I got it right here. Here it is, right here. See, we got about three names on it. Three names. three ex girlfriends will hate you.
That's
Woo! Well, gee, thanks, Jim. Just take my advice and become an assistant plumber, will you? Here's the chairman of the whole petition, Mr. Ed Sullivan. Come over here, Eddie, will you? Hello there, Frank. I'm very proud to be here tonight to tell you, to absolutely tell you that you stink. Gee, thanks, Eddie. I always dreamed of being on your show with, telling me beautiful things. Now, tonight we're going to have a great shoe. There'll be a complete... explosion that will completely wipe out the entire audience.
Gee, I
hope I better go home. That's it. You better go home and don't come back. See, I got the petition here and I'm signing it.
Okay.
Oh, Thanks, Ed. It's good to know you're loved by all these beautiful people. Who else did you bring? Right. Did you drag in with you?
Well, we've got Mr. George Burns. See, Georgie, will you come over here, please, and give Frank the business? Now, listen, Frank. You better take this advice, see, because every time I listen to you, you know, I laugh so hard that I cry and put out my cigar. I can't afford it. Gracie bought me a box of cigars, and I listened to your show, and I went through all 20 of them. Now, listen, I can't have that, you know. My cigar is my business. So listen, we all know that you're no good. You're a no good bum, and you're not married, and you know you just flounder around doing nothing. And why don't you do something good for yourself? See, get a cigar and stand on the corner and whistle.
All right, in a sight. Hey, brought to you by the A Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, New York. A great, great day. It's going to be 11 to 2, 14 Station Road in the town of Bellport, A Day for Milton. Check it out. Give me a little Red Fox music in there.
All right,
here we go.
Let me get to it.
Inner sight.
Oh, hold on. Why did you do that? Okay.
Inner sight. Frolic.
I know. Hold on. Here it comes. You know what? Here it is.
Hey, what happened to my music? Hey! Oh. What do you expect? Hiring inferior people. Hey, look here, Lamont. Where you going, son? I gotta go out, Pop. Oh, yeah? What time you coming home? I don't know why. Well, because... I got a date. A date? Yeah. What do you think? You think an old man can't have a date? I ain't that old. Look here. See this suit? I bought this suit 35 years ago. It still fits. Yeah, I see that. Who you got a date with?
Oh, I got a date with a real hot one. A real hot one, see? Yeah. She comes from the ghetto.
The ghetto? Who is it?
Fast Fanny.
Fast Fanny? You crazy? You're going to have a heart attack.
You better believe I'm going to have a heart attack every time I look at her. Now, look here. You come in late and Fast Fanny's here. I got to lock the door. You can't get in.
What? You're going to lock me out of my own house? What's wrong with you? I'm going to have to send you to the home. Oh, no, not the home. Please, son. All I want is a date with Fast Fanny. That's all I want. Let me have one last date. One last date. That's what you said last week. Yeah, well, it worked, didn't it? Will you cut that out? What's wrong with you, Fast Fanny? Yeah, and Bubba's going to be here, and Grady. You guys are crazy. I'm not going to sit around and watch this. I don't want to watch my father kill himself. Well, just go on. Go on and go on your date, and make sure... So when you come home, instead of coming home, stay over at Rollo's. Yeah. it's me, Fast Fanny. Yeah, and it's me, Fred, Crazy Wilson. Come on in, come on in. Where's all the food? Hey, Greedy, didn't you bring the food? I didn't bring the food. I thought you had the food. I had no food. I didn't get my welfare check.
Uh-oh.
What are we going to do, Fred? What are you two cooking up? I want some food. I'm hungry. Hey, Fred. What do you want, Papa? You better get this woman some food, because she's going to get mad. I don't want to be around when she gets mad. She starts going crazy. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, Fanny, honey. I get you some food. Well, what kind of food do you like? I like fried chicken with black-eyed peas and collard greens and grits and all that kind of good food and cold beer and whiskey.
Cold beer?
And wine. Wait a minute. You, is that just for you? You better believe it, honey. That's just for me. You guys get your own food.
Uh-oh.
That's why they call me Fast Fanny, because I eat fast and I run fast. Wait a minute. You mean tell me you're going to eat and run? Well, I'm not going to run and eat. Oh, no. We ain't got no food. Hey, look here. Hey, Grady, what do you want, Fred? You better go out and get some food. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Fred, you got any money? Money? I ain't got no money. I told you I didn't get my welfare check. Hold on. Let me see if I call him up. See what they say on the phone. Hello? Is this the welfare department? Yeah, this is Fred G. Sanford. And the G means I'm going to go get him. Yeah.
There you go.
And the one I'm going to go get is Fanny. Now, look here. I didn't get my check on the welfare. And I want somebody from over there to just bring it over. And second thought, bring the cash over, because I got to give Fanny some food. What?
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Hello? I'm holding on. Hello?
Hello?
Bet you if I was white, I wouldn't have to wait.
Woo!
All right, in a sight, Fast Fanny with Crazy Fred trying to get...
Yeah, right.
Trying to get some money. Fanny some food. Hey, that music cut off. What happened? You cut off.
I cut off. Not purposely. The whole phone did a jig and it just went poof, completely off.
The phone collapsed.
Yeah. It's
all right, Shelby's Kitchen. Michelle and Tom, Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport. 631-286-0444. Good food over there. Check them out. Shelby's Kitchen. Let's see. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. Nobody starved on Long Island. Check them on the Facebook. You want to stay in shape? You want to be able to fight better or fight less?
Yeah,
when you're in shape, you can do anything. And you know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't even have to fight.
That's true.
Just show a display of
muscle.
A vulnerable action.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight, all right? Hey, we thank the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East, a Key to Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Key to Lady. Don't forget.
We have coolers, too.
Yeah. Don't forget Wednesday night. We're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. If you're in the city now,
mm-hmm.
you can tune them in 1997 on the Manhattan cable or 35 Verizon files, RCN 84, all those channels. 11 o'clock Wednesday night, MNN.org, channel 3 on the Spirit channel. You can get us online. And on the phone, you get us on the phone, too. Guy
right.
called me one time. He says, I'm watching you on the phone. I said, what? I said, yeah, I got my phone here. Great show. I said, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Any donation you can send is appreciated. They hung up. All right, Inner Sight. Day for Milton, May 19th. Check it out. Put it on your
yes,
calendar.
Please. Yeah.
May 19th, Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road. I kept saying the wrong address. Now I got it right. 14 Station Road.
That's correct.
Imagine me. I would have gone to the wrong address. Where is everybody?
Imagine
says,
if it
well,
was a restaurant.
Yeah. So a fellow said, well, it wouldn't matter anyway, Frankie. You're blind. You couldn't see him anyway. Oh, shut up.
That's right.
Anyway, 14 Station Road, May 19th, day for Milton. It's going to be a great day. Mr. Baker, Mr. Brian Baker, for donating the hall. Looking forward to meeting you, sir. Shake your hand, Mr. Baker. All right, what else? You got to run the Able News. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Here it is.
We got a new act coming up.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Louie will be here. Denny, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up yet later on.
Mm-hmm.
And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the youngsters who passed away. We salute them and honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And let's see. What else we got? Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You want to know about the Day for Milton? Check their events column.
Yes.
And you get all the info. When we're on, where. And the address and everything. Silo, 631-880-7929. People wonder why I have such a good brain. I do all this from memory, people.
He does. Yep, I could attest to that.
You know? So exercise your brain.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
I told that
now.
To my girlfriend. She threw a pot at me. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm exercising my brain.
There you go.
All right. What else we got? Who do I, Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Thank you for your support, Mr. Kennedy.
What's that?
Ice lip cleaners, you know. Every time I go in there, I have to, my buddy Danny, it's a good thing he speaks English.
That's right.
You know, I give him something to read. When I first met him, he only spoke Chinese. I gave him something to read. He says, oh, I don't know. I said, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, So he finally learned English. Now when I hand him something, he knows what it is. It's a good thing I did because when he spoke only Chinese, He didn't give me any donation. Now he does.
And there you go.
All right, Inner Sight, Lorraine.
Is she
coming up?
Yep.
Lorraine.
She didn't press the button to speak or not, but that's okay. I'll let her in.
Oh,
anyway.
Well, we got to have her. She's supposed to do her act tonight, her new
that's
act.
Right. Her new act.
On Inner Sight.
Here she
comes. Lorraine, if you're ready, let us know.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Lorraine is in the wings. It's gonna fly.
Yes.
All right. And let's
see.
Oh,
yet.
A fella called me up.
Oh, here she's ready now.
Oh, she's ready. All right, I'll save my story till later.
Okay,
here she is. Done. Give her a big round of applause. Come on, a new act on Inner Sight. You never
here
know.
She comes.
Tomorrow could be Hollywood.
Uh-oh, here she goes. Lorraine? Uh-oh.
Hello, are you there?
I don't hear anybody.
All
Lorraine? Right. Maybe something went wrong. She has to come back and do
it. Yeah, call back
in,
Lorraine.
Yeah, I just can't hear her at all. Here, okay.
Inner Sight, live
please
with the frog.
Please call back in, Lorraine. I don't know what happened with your connection.
All right, we'll get her. All right.
Yeah, we'll
Danny going to be here later. Oh, what a nuisance he was in school. You know? Especially if he liked a girl, see?
Uh-oh.
Then he really went all out crazy. You know, he bugged the teacher. You know, if there was a girl in the class that he liked, he'd bug Miss Ma to let him sit next to that girl. So I remember one day she came in and this girl, I forget her name, but anyway, Margie, I think. Somebody was sitting next to her in what Jimmy believed was his seat. See?
Uh-oh.
So he comes in, and what little he could see, you know, he had to get real close. And,
yeah.
And right away, you're in my seat.
Uh-oh.
That's my seat. Get out. Get up out of my seat. And his mother, Jimmy, what are you doing? I gotta get my seat. That's not your seat. You sit in the back of the room. I don't want to sit in the back of the room. Pale ginger ale, fine. Jimmy, cut that out. Now you sit where you're assigned to. I'm assigning over here. I want to sit next to my little Margie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see, she's laughing. Jimmy, you're disrupting the whole class. Now get back there and sit down. I don't want to sit back there. I can't see back there. You can't see anywhere. Yeah, Miss Smart, don't get smart.
Is that what she said? I probably.
He told Miss Ma not to get smart. I want to sit next to Margie, my new girlfriend. All Margie did was giggle. Hey, Margie, you want me to teach you the Pale Ginger Ale song?
That was all she said.
Woo!
Oh, man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, pale ginger ale. Jimmy, cut that out. Sit down. I can't
we
sit
have,
down.
Lorraine waiting.
I can't sit down. This stupid blind jackass in my seat. So the guy gets up, and he takes a swing at Jimmy. And now there's a big fight. Stop it. Stop it. You know, and who walks in the middle of the fight? Kramer.
Kramer.
Oh, what's going on? Don't hit him, please. I can't stand the sight of blood. Oh, man. It was so crazy. So they finally got them apart.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Jimmy had to go sit in the back. And this kid kept his seat next to Margie. Well, Jimmy was pissed, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And, oh, we got a new act doing with Lorraine.
Correct.
All right.
She's on.
All right. Give her a big round of applause. We got any applause? Lorraine, you got applause.
No, that's for Lorraine. Lorraine has that, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'll get more. Hi, sweetie.
Give a big round of applause. Yay. For Lorraine. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from Broadway.
Applause and cheers.
Yes, hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
yeah,
good,
let
good.
Somebody
yeah,
say hello
slowly.
To you, too.
Well, I want to introduce your act.
Yes, you can.
Hello. How are you all doing tonight?
I love that.
Oh, yeah. We love it, too. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Kelly and Nelly.
That's a yes. It's the best. It's the best brand.
Oh, yeah.
All right, is that the whole thing?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a pretty short act.
It's short act.
Sure. Oh, no, we're
yeah.
Now, what you need...
I'm sorry.
Anyone out here?
Yeah, we're here. I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying because my hearing's not allowing me to do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you need is a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine.
Okay, let me give you a story. Okay. Well, I can say this much. We were created by Auntie Lorraine during the summer. Let's see, what was it? I think it was the summer of 22 that just passed. In June of 2022. America. Yeah. That's when we were born.
Sound like you're
yes,
out of space.
Okay. Is it too loud?
No.
No,
yeah,
it's not
it's
too loud.
Normally.
It's too much reverb.
Yeah, less reverb.
Well, that's the way the mic is.
You can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, so it doesn't
you can't understand.
Yeah.
No.
Let me try another one. Let's see. Maybe it's because the volume is a little too high.
Possibly.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could
There's
be.
A lot of reverb in there, but we can't
yeah,
understand.
Yeah, a lot of reverb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The dialogue, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to work on that.
Let me take the mic away from my ear. Maybe it's too much there. Is that any better?
What the hell?
With a storyline.
Yeah. Mhm. Let me see if I can take this volume down on it. If I can get him back after I turn it down just a little
yeah,
bit more.
Be good.
Let me see. Hello. Okay, I dropped it that. Ooh.
I could hear that.
Is that any better?
That's a little better.
Okay, I could drop it down a little bit more than that. Let me see how far it's going to go. Okay, let's see now. Is that better?
A little better. A little better, but you still need a little more dropping of the noise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
Okay, does that sound any better?
Yeah, it's better. But you got to come up with some kind of a story or a theme, you know, that the two characters are involved in, you know.
Yeah, it's Ellie. Okay. Ellie and Kelly are two, like, little sisters, which were created back in, let's see, in 23, I think it was the summer before last, it was in 2021 when I received these, so that's when they were created. Mm-hmm. Ellie and Kelly, like, two little sisters, that's who they are, and the storyline was I am their aunt, you know, and then there is their other persons, their uncles, Moon and Mondo. That's the more deeper voices that I have for that. So that's how the storyline was created. Those two just, it just came out of nowhere. I just started playing around, and I just came up with these silly little munchkin-like characters. That's what they are, like little munchkin voices.
Well, yep. What do? Do they get in trouble, or are they mischievous, or?
Yeah, they're a little bit mischievous, too. They tell a lot of corny jokes sometimes. They say little quacky, quirky things. Yeah, that's
cool.
What they do. And they sing a little bit. And,
oh, they do?
You know,
just
random and stuff. They laugh a lot. They giggle a lot. They make, you know, silly little noises at times. That's how they are. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to do it on the show, you got to have, like, a theme and maybe a little title, you know. This week's episode is Kelly and, what's the name, Kelly and Nellie?
Kelly and Ellie, yeah.
Ellie.
Kelly and Ellie.
Yeah.
Kelly and Ellie are going to perform.
They're two twins, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and sing whatever song you're going to give them.
Right.
You know, and maybe they could argue during the song
they argue.
Or something. Or,
huh? Yeah, they argue. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you got if you're going to use it on the show, you got to plan a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got to plan
bit.
It. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a good idea.
They talk about they may poo in their diaper and you forgot to do my bottle. And all of that. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Whatever
hey,
it's going to be. It's got to...
Yeah.
It's just silly random stuff that I just think of.
Yeah,
like,
it could be
be
a little
humorous.
Stupid and all that. And,
yeah. Mhm.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's got
to
be some kind of a
stupid
connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to start thinking less serious and then thinking of jokes and stuff, and I guess I could tell some jokes too. Mm-hmm. You know.
Just
all right,
in a
sight.
Mm-hmm.
Is Louis on the line?
Not yet. He was. And then he shot off for a second. He does that.
Hey, Lou, if you're listening, call back.
Yeah.
All right. In the site, and the fella called me up today and told me about a stupid device. You know, I never heard of it. It's an alarm clock, see? And you put it on the floor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you set this thing, see? When it's time for you to get up, this thing makes a racket and it starts running around the floor, you know.
And yeah, I've seen it.
It doesn't stop until you get up. And then when you get up,
you got to surround
it, you know, to make it stop, to catch it, you know.
Oh, my.
So I'm thinking, Well, first of all, I don't use alarm clock. I go by the bird.
Neither do I. Yeah.
If I want to wake up a certain time, I put it in my mind, you know.
Right.
So if I had this stupid thing, would never work with me.
Yeah.
So I'd take it and throw it out the window. Well, you know, it's like, why did the moron throw the clock out the window? Well, we all know that.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Louis also on it when you're ready.
He wanted to see the time fly.
Yeah. I remember that as a kid. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
So this clock would jump around the room and, you know, I was thinking, what if it went off, you know, at other times when you didn't want it to go off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing would drive you nuts. I mean,
it sure would.
One of those things that work on the computer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they call it, but I thought it was crazy. Anyway, Inner Sight, we got Louie on the line.
Yes, we do now.
Louie the Lip.
Hey, Louie.
Live on Inner Sight.
Hi there. Ooh. Welcome to Frank Perino's Frolics, Funnies, and the Follies. How are you?
Hey,
Louie. Welcome to Frank Perino's Fart. I mean, Frolics. Hey, did you,
Frank
hey, Louie,
Perino
let me
farts,
ask you.
You said?
Yeah, you know, one time I went over to this guy's house, see?
Yeah.
Some girl or something. I don't know who the hell it was. And and they had up on the computer, this guy on the computer was the world's greatest farter.
Oh, cool.
And he was doing these noises and...
It went...
Oh, my goodness.
That's
wow.
It. There he is. Louis got... And everybody was laughing at us. I said, well, this is a pretty gassy situation, you know. They were all laughing, but this guy was supposed to be the greatest father. Then they were going to have a big...
I guess so.
They were going to have a big contest, see.
Who could fart
down by the beach. See, they had to have it down
mm-hmm.
by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because it's all open, see.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you fart your pants, you just jump in the water and wash it off. So they would die.
Hey, Frank Perino.
Yeah.
You know you can get a fart machine, get it from the novelty store. They sell a fart machine. You press
they
the
do?
Button and it goes...
Random.
I didn't know that. Well, you got one?
Nah, I could go to the novelty store and find it.
Well, if you get one of those, let me know. We'll play it. Put it on the show.
Alexa does fart noises, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's
what?
A fart machine
that.
When you press the button.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, dang.
Oh,
dang.
Alexa has fart noises?
Try asking me about your friend's farts. Just ask what type of farts does your friend's name do. Or just say random.
Random.
Random. Fine.
Type of fart.
I don't know.
There it is.
Just random.
Yeah.
Asking me for a long fart, or say random.
Random.
Oh my!
Oh wow!
Here we go.
Woo! Just say random.
Uh huh.
Hey,
Frank, did you hear that?
Hey, Frank. People want to fart, you go to the Beverly. That's from drinking too much sangria and rice and beans and steak, everything.
That's
rice
right.
Beans will do it.
A lot of beans will do it. Definitely.
Yes,
a lot
it
of
that
oh, yeah.
Espanola food. Espanola.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, Louie, Imagine if you did a song, and in the middle of the song, you had farts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, let me ask you a question now, Louis. If a girl.
Yeah, ask her my question. Rosanna. Talk to Rosanna.
If a girl farts, does that turn you on or turn you off?
Turn me on and turn me off. Put a mask on your face.
And that's a good one.
That is.
That's a good answer.
Really?
That's a very good answer.
Well, you know, you go out on a date with a girl and you wear the mask. And she says, why do you have that mask? I said, well, in case you fart, I'm ready.
That'd be perfect.
And go.
Yes.
Hey, go like this. Beans, more you something. Beans, the more you eat them something.
Beans, the tropical fruit. The more you eat, the more you shoot.
No. Beans, the more you eat them, the more you fart.
There you go.
Well, how about the one about the submarine?
Yeah.
You can't curse on the air, but we'll have to beep it out.
How do you do that? It comes too fast.
The first marine found the bean, Polly-boo. The second marine cooked the bean, Polly-boo. The third marine ate the bean and crapped all over the submarine. Rinky-dinky, Polly-boo.
That's cute.
And the lady's going to get it on with the men.
Yeah.
Sitting on her lap. Right?
All right.
They sit on my lap and go, ow, 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 ow.
Hey, who farts more, men or women?
I'm getting it on. Ow, 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 ow.
Who farts more, men or women?
Men. You know why?
I think
it's not because
men fart more than women.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. They're more
gifted. Yes, they do.
And they have no shame.
You know what's the worst thing when you fart?
No.
And then it comes out all over you.
Oh, that's
all.
Oh,
all over your underwear.
That is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's called a soft
wet.
Yeah,
that was gas.
Wet. Those are tough.
All right,
in a second.
Hey, Louie,
how
about a nice song? Come on.
Exactly.
Louie. How about Jingle Bell, Batman farts, Robin Lady. The Batmobile that lost their fart and the Joker ran away. Jingle bells, Batman farts, Robin lay a fart. The Batmobile lost their real miracle kiss. And went to get some love drops. Swatter, Connie and Chrissy. Left me 500 miles away. Bells are on cocktail rings, making spirits bright. The fun it is to ride and say, to say the Batmobile, oh, Jingle Bell, Batman farts, Robin lay a fart. The Batmobile lost their head in a Joker right away. Jingle Bells, Batman farts, Robin lay a bomb. He went to the bathroom with love drops and the Joker ran away.
All right, Louis the Lip Rivera.
Yeah,
Cuckoo in sight.
That's right. Give him a hand clap.
Yeah, give him a hand clap.
Yeah, give Louis a big hand.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, I'm only kidding around with the... Hey, kid, I'm only kidding around, ladies. Just relax. I'm only kidding around with the fart stuff. I'm only kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, Suzanne. Mm-hmm. Relax,
Oh, I'm relaxed. I'm chill.
Yeah. I can get a fart machine I can find in a novelty store.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button.
All right.
Thanks a lot,
man.
Thank you, Louie.
Hey, guys, Lorraine, Suzanne, and Frank, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Yeah, we love you too.
We love you too.
Yeah. And P.S. Put Louis on honoring Louis Rivera on Inner Sight.
We will.
That's what he wants. Okay, mm-hmm. We will. All right.
Okay.
Take care, Louis.
Bye, ladies. Love ya.
All right. Good night.
All right. Question. How many types of foot powder are there in the store?
Too many.
Foot spray, foot powder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing worse than if you go into a Japanese establishment. Now, the Japanese are very big for, you got to take your shoes off. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go in there to get some spiritual nourishment and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And people start taking their shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you get that smell of garbage. What is that smell?
Uh-huh.
Ralph, that smells worse than the sewer.
Oh no!
would you mind putting your socks back on? You know, and then they give you these socks you have to wear. You don't know who wore them or where they've been. Hopefully they're clean. They don't have any fungus in them. You know.
Otherwise, there'd be a fungus among us.
Yeah. So.
That's good.
And then they tell you, you know, oh, no, you cannot, you must take your shoes off. It's part of the ritual. See? So, you know, and then you got this overwhelming smell, and then on top of everything else, they want you to eat.
Oh, God, I couldn't.
Ew. A friend of mine went to a thing like that. That's where I got to. You know, and she doesn't wear socks. She's very clean. Her feet never smell.
Okay, that's
but
good.
That's
she
good.
Doesn't wear socks because they irritate her feet. You know, she wears these open Crocs, what they call Crocs. You know?
Oh, I wear that shoe on my feet. Yeah.
So she goes in there, and everybody takes off their shoes. And boy, the smell is enough to kill you.
Oh boy,
I couldn't.
So what do? You know, I mean, you're there. You're trying to get some spiritual direction.
And you have.
Now, how do you get spiritual direction when the smell is overwhelming?
You can't. Let's put it that way. I don't think I could do it that way.
Having people's feet smelling
like corn
chips. I
could never
like
go to a place
chips.
Like that because I do not take off my shoes.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's the worst.
Especially when you're visually impaired.
You don't
you
know where they
off
are
your shoes,
after that.
I'm going to walk around. You can't see what's on that floor.
No, you can't.
That's right.
Unless you walk around with your guide dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight.
Remember the
foot
time you
syndrome.
Went to the power.
What is the
remember?
Foot syndrome?
What is the foot syndrome?
That's the smell of the foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and somebody would come in there and say, how many of you people are garbage men?
Sorry, but that was funny.
It was like that when we did the who was that with the garbage truck? Remember Trump with the garbage truck?
Yeah.
We did that on the air with the he said that
you're
the
fired.
Votes that the votes
yeah, exactly.
were in the garbage. and I imitated Rudy Giuliani, his lawyer.
Oh,
driving the garbage truck.
Well,
yeah,
I wasn't around
court.
For that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you weren't? Oh.
Mm-mm. I wasn't
this is
around
very
for
interesting.
That. I was.
Yeah.
I can imagine
yeah.
so.
He was driving the garbage truck. He had to take the garbage truck was part of evidence. Now he's trying to get it into the courtroom.
Oh my!
You know,
oh, wow.
At least by the window, you know. And the judge said, "What's that smell?" You know,
garbage, sir.
What do you think
and
about
Giuliani
that?
Says, "Well, Your Honor, this is part of the evidence of our case concerning Mr. Trump. Well, do you have to present it so vividly?" That smell is atrocious, Your Honor. Within this truck is contained the voting rights of this country. Well, get on with it. Get on with it.
Yeah, hurry up.
And Giuliani is in the truck, and he's giving the speech. And the judge says, I'll have to rule on this, but I can't do it right now because I'm somebody call my doctor.
Giuliani says,
I hope you feel better, Your Honor. We need a ruling on this, you know. Get that truck out of here.
That's the ruling.
Woo! Can you imagine?
Yeah.
A big-time lawyer. Imagine a big-time lawyer driving a garbage truck to the court. For evidence.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Trump says to the judge, "You're fired." 851, New York. That Trump is a character, isn't he?
Yes, it was. It was funny.
He was something.
When we went.
He's crazy. Now he's got the other guy, Mike Pence. His name Pence? Pence. Mike's Pence.
Mike's pants
is going to run for president.
That's a good
he's
one.
Gonna
so
wear, he's going to wear suspenders so they don't fall down.
The underwear. That's kind of funny.
Are you voting for Mike for Mike Pence?
Mike
no,
pants.
I'm not voting for Mike Pence. I'm voting for my pants. it was on. He made a speech after Biden made a speech about Ukraine.
Yes.
Pence made a speech. He didn't say one word about Trump. He was scared. They would have threw him off the stage.
They probably would have.
Yeah. Man, he's one crooked bum politician after another.
That's the truth.
I tell you, man. Who's going to vote for Mike Pence? Not me.
Not me.
I wouldn't
I
vote for him,
I'm
man.
I'm voting for, but I don't particularly like that.
I'll vote for my dog.
Right then. You think I'm kidding? We should all write it in.
Yeah.
Something separate, you know.
I want to have anyone
all right,
done that.
Don't forget May 19th, a day for Milton. 14 brewery, not brewery. 14 Station Road in Belport. 14 Station Road at the Belport Brewery. 11 to 2, a day for Milton. We got a radio station, hopefully.
Mm.
And we're going to get a PSA on there.
Mm.
Working on that. And we're going to find out about the beer, more about the beer, the Milton beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
The Milton Special. That's what we named it.
That's cool.
All right, don't
I'm
forget.
I'm going to have one Milton Special.
Yeah, don't
for
forget, you know, May 19th, Friday, 11 to 2,
mm-hmm.
Station Road over there, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Great day. Inner Sight Frolics around the world. Anybody got any good jokes?
No, not today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't,
you
but maybe
good
you
joke?
Do.
I can't think of any.
I can't think of any.
No, I can't think of any.
I couldn't think of any of the ones that I went through. The ones that I went through were,
Well, the only the only jokes
I
know are dirty jokes. Can't tell
that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we'll get run out of town.
Yeah.
Especially if some
children.
Of the children are listening. You know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Unless
all right,
have
how about the Mickey Mouse Club?
Oh, I remember
Mickey
the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
M-I-C.
K-E-Y. There you go.
M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck.
Yep.
Mickey Mouse. Forever let us hold our banner high. Mickey Mouse.
Yep. Donald Duck.
I remember one time I did a television show, see? There were with three blind kids. And, and the parents were in the control room, you know. I said, well, kids, here we are. Three blind mice and a rat.
Oh,
and I'm scared.
And the kids couldn't stop laughing, and the mother went through the ceiling. That's terrible. Why are you insulting my child? You know. I said I'm not. I didn't call him a rat. I'm the rat. I wonder if I still got that show. Imagine if I ran that show again.
Oh, wow.
They wanted to kill me. And one of the kids said, Ma, stop it. It was fun, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't
that's
fun.
The thing.
It
you
was fun. I made
the
show
fun
really
anymore.
Fun, you know.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
you do.
I said to the kid, I said, well, listen, how many times, as a blind kid, how many times do you want to punch somebody in the mouth? And the mother went crazy with that, too. But it's true, man.
It is. You have to look at it.
I'm not telling them to do it.
No.
No.
It's not.
But you that's feel it. You want it. You know, you get mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a funny, crazy show that I did. Three blind.
Mm-hmm.
I told my director said to me, "What are we going to call this show?" I said, "Three blind mice and a rat." And the mother was, "Don't you dare!"
She did. I think
John,
I know this mother.
And John.
Oh gosh.
John wrote it up on the screen just to bug her.
Oh.
She's bad, let's put it that way.
He said, no, don't worry. Don't worry, Mrs. So-and-so, I'm only kidding around. I'm not gonna call it that. I'm not gonna call it that. Three blind mice and a rat. I love that title.
I do too.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you Monday, man. I'm glad. Hope you had some fun.
I did. I had a lot of fun that night. Yep.
We got to get together, you and I. Did you get the letter quickly?
Then I asked them to check their emails.
All right.
I don't know if they did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll do this off air, I guess.
All right.
Thank you.
30 seconds. All right, goodbye, world. Thank you, Inner Sight.
Good night. Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening. Yep.
Yes.
Enjoy your evening and enjoy your weekend, everyone.
You too.
Good night, everybody.
Night, sweetheart.
All right. Okay.
Take care.
You too. Okay.
Thank you.